Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's up, champion? It's Sam Crowley back with you. We got a two for Tuesday. Two shows coming at you. Except it's Monday, so... But two for Tuesday sounds great, doesn't it? Like, I remember growing up in the Buffalo, New York area, man. Bradford, PA, we would get the big city station out of Buffalo, Rock 102. We got a two for Tuesday coming at you. Billy Idol, followed by John Cougar. It's back when he was John Cougar. Anyway, man, we're way off the beaten path already. We're only 10 seconds into the show. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the internet. Hey now, finding purpose in your life. Finding purpose in your life. We already had one show in the books today talking about it's always sunny and 80 degrees in your mind. And let me tell you something, man, that is a tricky place to live sometimes. In your mind, in my mind, man, it really is. The mind is a powerful, powerful tool. And let me tell you, I could go on and on. I mean, I could literally do 2 hours worth just on this one topic alone because it sets you up, man. Think about it. Exercising when you go to work out. What's one of the most difficult things to do? Why don't most people exercise? You know, by the way, congratulations, we're 11 days after National Quitters Day when 95% of New Year's resolutions go up in smoke, okay? But yours hasn't. Yours hasn't. But why do most of those go up in smoke? Let's just look at exercise. Just take a look at working out for a minute because everybody should be doing at least 30 minutes, 60 if you really want to get after it, or more. It's funny, isn't it, man? You got 24 hours in the day, 168 hours in the week, and people can't find 30 minutes. That's it. Just 30 minutes to exercise. Why don't they? Because of their mindset. They get it. They think about the process. The muscles are sore. You're tired. You're lethargic. Couldn't possibly be all that sugar you dumped into your coffee or the 17 donuts you had or the big dinner you had last night or the couple of beers or whatever it is, right? It can't possibly be that. It's got to be old age. We got old age coming at us. No, it's not old age at all, man. It's old mind. Nobody wants to acknowledge that, though. I mean, how else do you explain 80-year-old people that are lifting weights? I listened to an interview a little while back. Gary Player, one of the most famous professional golfers of all time, hails from South Africa. He was golfing and very, very good when Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus were in their heyday as well, and Gary Player, Lee Trevino. I guess those four were, you know, the most famous of their time in that generation. Palmer, Trevino, Player, Nicklaus. Imagine that competition. You think you got a lot of competition? It's like, you know, being a golfer between 1997 and 2005 and you know, having to go up against Tiger Woods. Imagine Phil Mickelson. It's like being in tennis when John McEnroe was there, Bjorn Borg or any of those people. I'm really starting to show my age. Maybe I should talk more about, you know, recent people, not people in the 1970s. But age really is a mindset. I was listening to an interview from Gary Player, professional golfer, and he does something crazy, and I'm not embellishing it, but something like 600 sit-ups and push-ups every day. Every day. And he's like in his early to mid-70s. You know, and when I heard that interview, I was like, damn. Because I know when I'm at the gym and I do sit-ups and I do push-ups, kind of a CrossFit mix of a bunch of different things, and I'll do, you know how I do 100 sit-ups? This is the old Jim Rohn thing. I do 100 sit-ups by doing 25 at a time, four times. So if I'm doing shoulders, for example, or I'm doing chest, or even if I'm doing cardio, and you always get a break in between. You know what most people do when they're at the gym, especially guys? they'll lift, they'll do a set of weights. So they'll take their dumbbells and maybe they'll do, 10 at 40 pounds or 30 pounds. And then they'll set them down and they'll rest for 3 minutes until they get their wind back. And then they'll do another 10 at a higher weight and then they'll rest. Well, in between there, I would knock out 20 to 25 sit-ups. And if you're doing a lot of reps in your workout, let's say you're working out for 45 minutes, if you stopped every time and just did 25 sit-ups, it takes literally less than a minute, okay? In 5 minutes, you can knock out 125 sit-ups. But that's not right altogether. You're not doing 125 together. You're doing them in between your workouts, which is now you say, imagine if you did 125 sit-ups every day for a year. What would you feel like? How toned would your core be? Everybody wants abs. I want big abs. You got abs. You have abs. It's just they're hidden behind layers of fat. I mean, it's not like you weren't born with abs, okay? It's funny. People are like, well, I want six-pack abs. You already have them. You don't need to want for them. Now, some are more defined than others as a result of doing a little more. But I know bodybuilders who don't do any abs. They don't. Because all the other exercises they do tone their core muscles. But if you want to do 100 sit-ups, don't sit down and try to do 100 sit-ups. Simply do 20, 25, or even 10 in between your workout. That 3 minutes you're standing around looking at yourself in the mirror or talking to your buddy or whatever you're doing. But you're not – I mean, I am a huge fan of maximizing every minute. I mean, every minute. I had a great conversation with my daughter this weekend. I find myself having a lot of conversations with my 13-year-old, man. Whew, boy. I'll tell you what, raising teenagers, if you're doing it now, God love you. If you've done it already, congratulations. You're past it. If you're coming up on it, good luck. My daughter's amazing. She has a 98% GPA, but boy, I'll tell you what, this kid, she was bored this weekend. I mean, literally bored out of her mind. She went from her iPhone to the iPad. Nobody was coming over. Friends couldn't hang out. It's just, I could tell she was just literally dying of boredom Saturday, all morning, all afternoon, all evening. I said, Madeline, you know what you need? You need a sense of purpose to your life. Now, my kids are ultimately just so sick of my motivation and personal development because I go the other way. If they're depressed, I get so amped up, excited. I just offset it. It's the yin and the yang, man. And if they're, crazy excited about something, it's not that I say don't get your hopes up, but I get a little bit of, tamper down a little bit. But anyway, I'm like, Madeline, you know what you're missing? You're missing a sense of purpose in your life. If you're going to be so incredibly bored, down, depressed today because one of your friends can't hang out and no, I'm not taking her to the mall. I told her I'd take her to the mall and then ended up not taking her because I thought to myself, Sam, have you literally lost your mind? It's Saturday at 4:00. Do you really want to be at the Kenwood Town Center, which is our biggest mall here in Cincinnati? There is no way. I mean, you'd have to park literally, it'd be like a Bengals home game, professional football team here, and trying to walk to the stadium. That's how far away you got to park it. Who goes to the mall besides everybody on a Saturday? I hate the mall. You know when I like to go to the mall? 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, right when it opens. You got every blue-haired person there walking around. They've been walking since 8:30 in the morning with their sneakers and their khaki pants on, husband and wife, getting their exercise in. That's where I like to be at the mall, all right? There's no kids. There's not 1,000 people bumping into you. Excuse me, pardon me. That's where I like to be. Anyway, I digress. Madeline needs purpose in her life. I said, if you have a sense of purpose, hobbies, activities, interests, things that you're really passionate about, it won't matter if you have a down day or two. As a matter of fact, you'll look forward to having those quote-unquote down days. You can get a lot of this stuff done. That's what you need. That's what I need. We need hobbies, interests. More importantly, we need a purpose to our life. Did you wake up today excited and jump out of bed, your feet hit the floor, and you're fired up to get going? Most people didn't. You know why? Because they have no sense of purpose. They don't even know what they want to do. You know what's worse than really hating what you do? Is not even knowing what it is that you want to do. And you know why you don't know what you want to do? Because you've already prejudged and you're worried that, well, this isn't what most people would do. The hell with that. We don't worry about what most people do because success is not given to most people. Success is earned by an elite few. And the elite few, I mean, do you think Jeff Bezos wanted to start selling books? How fired up was he selling them out of his garage when Amazon launched back in the mid-90s? He got excited about that. He never knew he'd be selling cloud servers and space on there and all this stuff about drones and whatever he's doing. Amazon Prime memberships are pure gold. I mean, I order on Amazon at least 3 times a week for my business and personal stuff. 2 days delivered to your doorstep, no shipping. Are you kidding me? For $80, $90 for the year, whatever it is, I'm in. Both hands in the air. 40,000 videos and movies my kids can watch. I mean, come on, man. It's ingenious. But it was it started out as a passion. Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon.com, any one of these people who has founded a movement, nobody ever did that before. Nobody. It's not that people didn't think about doing it. It's that they didn't make it their purpose and their mission to do it. You know how many people I've had look at me sideways when, you know, my kids start hanging out with other kids and their parents are like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, I run a company called EverydaySaturday.com. What's that? I run a podcast. What's that? It's like, okay, all right, just go to the website, EverydaySaturday.com. And then they plug in, they listen, and like, are you sure Madeline's father or Laura's father has it all together? He yells into a microphone all the time. Yeah, he's got a little screw loose. Yeah, it's okay. I do. Abnormal stands for above normal. Remember. Okay, you got to get a sense of purpose to your life. And the reason why most people don't have a sense of purpose, it's not because they don't want to have a purpose to their life. It's because they're so filled with fear and anxiety and the judgment that comes with starting a movement. Man, if you're worried about what other people think, get the hell out of the race, man, because somebody's going to bulldoze you. You're going 55 in the right lane on the highway, and you're going to have a flipping Ferrari come flying by you in the middle lane, man, or the left lane. And they're just going to pass you like you're standing still. You know who that is? That's somebody with a purpose. The person in the Ferrari is with the purpose. The person with the side panel on the station wagon going 55 in the right lane is going through life very cautious, don't want to make any waves. Just kind of blend in, fly under the radar. Flying under the radar is for fools! Are you with me? Sam Crowley, I love you. I love your dream. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.